Well, as we've been hearing, Dublin once again faces big disruption when 400 tractors drive into the city centre this morning to protest against the price of beef and the forthcoming increase in carbon tax. The protest has been organised by the Individual Farmers of Ireland and is not supported by the main farming organisations. The latest meeting of the Beef Task Force took place last Thursday, but the protest group says it's unhappy with the progress so far. Earlier, I spoke with the Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, Fine Gael TD, for Cork North West, with Charlie McConlogue, Fianna Fáil's agriculture spokesman and also TD for Donegal, and with Michael Fitzmaurice, independent deputy for Roscommon Galway. I began by asking Minister Creed if the Beef Task Force is going to deliver.
The task force is the constituent members and all farm organisations are in there, as well as my own department and the agencies, and the meat processors, retailers have been in there. So within that mix, I believe there is the potential to address the concerns of beef farmers. I acknowledge it has been a very difficult year. We have previously stated on a number of occasions that I can't do anything on price, but I can do income support. So in 2019, we put 120 million euros extra into beef support for Irish farmers. We opened new markets. We got the Chinese meat plants approved by the Chinese authorities. We established producer organizations to give individual farmers greater strength in negotiating with meat plants. I believe there is scope for a further price increase, looking at where our price is at relative to the EU average.
When will the farmers see it?
Pardon?
When will the farmers see that price increase?
Well, there has been. I mean, since the task force was established, the price has moved. And I would hope that there will be further movement. We launched, for example, last week, the Bourbia outlook for 2020, and they are showing that, you know, there is reason to for cautious optimism in terms of price movement upwards for farmers. That in conjunction with, say, for example, Talgisk assessment that input costs, both in feed and fertilizer, are dropping in the region of 5 to 7% on 2019 prices, should cumulatively improve the bottom line for farmers. And in my own department, on top of what we did last year, 120 million, is doubling the beef environmental efficiency programme from 20 to 40 million and looking how we would structure that new
Okay,
scheme.
I want to go to Charlie McConlogue. First of all, do you agree or do you support this farmers' protest in the centre of Dublin today?
I think it's important, Sean, that all farming organisations work together with the one objective. So, for, you know, whenever you have one group leading a protest without the consent of the others, I don't think that's the way that should go. And going forward, we need to see farming organisations actually be coherent in terms of working for a common objective. I do think it comes back, you know, we do have to recognise that this comes against the backdrop of a lack of leadership, in my view, at political level from the government over the last couple of years in terms of recognising the interests of farmers and the difficulties that farmers have been under. And we've seen that in relation to a grain crisis previously and also a fodder crisis, and then more recently the beef crisis. And it was only whenever Fianna Fáil brought motions to the Dáil that the government recognised that and moved on these in the past. But right now, belatedly, we do have a beef task force up and running to address some of the transparency issues in the beef sector. And it's important now that it does do its work and that we see those we see the outcome of that actually implemented effectively. And Fianna Fáil do believe we also need an independent food ombudsman office that actually can improve and oversee the relationship between the primary producer, between farmers and the processing sector to ensure that there is fairness there, because we do see a situation where there's too much power with the processors and where prices at an international level are not passed on appropriately, and transparency is key in that regard. But really, I do believe if more leadership had been shown at political level, we in advance in addressing some of these issues...
120 million euros.
I'll come back on the leadership.
We wouldn't have seen the beef protests and it become the crisis that it did, which shut down the beef sector over the summer past.
Michael Fitzmaurice, you had talks with various people and parties after the last election. Now, you didn't end up supporting the government, but what are the kind of priorities that need to be put in place for farmers? In other words, what are the opportunities there in the course of this election campaign?
Well, first of all, Sean, I think there's a few things I want to touch on before I go with that, and I'll address that in 1 second. The Minister talked about new markets, and we welcome new markets, that is Ken. But the problem is that today is probably 25 to 30 cent of a difference in an animal that's killed per kilo, in an animal that's killed in Ireland and an animal that's killed in other parts of Europe. And that's not very fair to the person that's producing it. Second of all, in the line of the farmers, everyone has a right to protest. Farmers don't go to Dublin. They have more to do than protesting. But they are backed against the wall. If you look at the carbon tax, and the minister is well aware of this, at the last budget, we brought amendments that the contractors who do 90% of the work for the farmers...
Including myself.
I never deny that, Sean. But there's more than Michael Fitzmaurice. I won't do all the work in Ireland. That they would be given the tax relief that the farmers get. And but unfortunately, that hasn't been seen. In the line of things that need to be done, Sean, AOS is finished probably 2.5 years. Those farmers have no new environmental scheme to come in. Farmers are being told different stories. They are being kicked day in, day out, to put it bluntly, on environment, that they're nearly the bad guys of this world. When we see our Taoiseach driving up in a 7 Series BMW diesel to the Arras yesterday. We need to bring in support for the sucklers. We need to make sure that there is environmental schemes brought in straight away. And as Charlie McGonigal pointed out, in fairness to him in the last few weeks, the minister had an opportunity to start off the convergence for those farmers that are in little or no income, to get them up and running on the BPS, to get them a better income, and the minister has decided not to do it. These are things and proactive things that can be done, but unfortunately, on top of that, the minister, in the last round of the protests, stated in the Dáil that there was accusations made against different factories. When it was all found out, he had to back down on this. And farmers feel it very disingenuous of statements that are being made against them, which are totally untrue. And they are frustrated, disgusted, and they don't see a future. And that is the big problem.
Michael Creed, your response.
Well, I'm somewhat reminded of John F. Kennedy's comment about ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. The commentary by both Charlie and Michael is something of a parody of that. It's about, you know, ask not what you can do about the issue, but what the issue can do for you. Venting the issue is one thing. What we have been focused on is supporting farmers through this. 120 million euros doesn't, you know, fall off the trees. We had to go and secure that funding from both Exchequer and the European Union. And that's direct income support to farmers. On convergence, we have converged 100 million euros extra to farmers with below average payments from those who are above average. But I have paused that because we are in a situation where we're negotiating a new cap and there will be transition arrangements. And that new cap is challenging in terms of the budget. And I felt that until we had certainty, what was signed up to for a 5-year convergence programme should be paused until we have certainty about the budget. On carbon tax, we have an all-party agreement on carbon tax. The exemption for farmers has been secured and retained.
Where is Michael Fitzmaurice, should recognise the fact that all other than contractors.
Farmers have an exemption from income tax for agricultural diesel.
I'm
Michael,
talking about contractors. They do 90% of the work. They're starting next May cutting silage for the farmers.
Yeah, and
in a lot of instances,
Michael, as you know, contractors insist that farmers provide the diesel because of that. We have, for example, it's easy for Charlie McConnell to talk about what should be done. We have delivered a whole range of inputs. We have restored the cuts, Charlie, that your government introduced, 50 million euros of cuts to disadvantaged area payments over the last number of years. They were cuts that your government introduced. We have doubled live exports from 145,000 to 300,000. Your likely partners in a potential government will stop live exports, 300,000 cattle out of the country in 2019, and that will stop if you're in government.
If I can come in there, Sean, first of all, live exports are essential to our beef sector.
Yes, but your partners in government will stop that, they've made that abundantly clear.
Hold on, Michael Creed, just let Charlie McConnell finish my point, please, and what we need to see, Minister Creed has been much too behind the play in relation to actually ensuring that, and particularly in relation to our young calf export, that was properly supported last year. But I want to make a point
doubled.
Just in relation to our beef sector in general, and the payments that are required, and particularly in relation, I mean, a lot of the protests that we see and the protests in the factories last summer were primarily about the price of beef and the lack of income for beef farmers. And coming out of the next CAP programme, we need to see proper support for our suckler sector in particular that properly reflects the contribution they make, and that ensures that they can get a margin and return for the work that they actually carry out. But what's also essential is that we see the schemes that are introduced being workable, because too often the ones that what we've seen from the government have had too many terms and conditions which have meant that they've been inaccessible for many farmers, and they have not been able to take it up as a result. And finally, I think as well, in relation to the current beef crisis and the current payments that are in place, there was a BEAM emergency payment to farmers as a result of the beef crisis introduced to cover the period from last September until May past. And that was a co-funded European National Exchequer payment, which again was too restrictive for many. But the prices since May throughout the summer were much worse actually than the reference period during that BEAM period. And despite the calls from myself and all of us in Fianna Fáil for the Minister to go back to Europe and ensure that there was a payment to actually follow that on for a period of crisis which was actually worse than the period that preceded it, the government have sat in their hands in that regard, and that has contributed to the really difficult
Charlie,
situation.
That's not true. You know that in Budget 2020 we doubled the BEAM payment from 20 million to 40 million euros.
There's been no follow-on payment over the summer for the many farmers who've been experiencing even worse prices than
right.
during the period.
Can I go
that
back
Europe
to Michael Fitzmaurice at this
and
stage?
That has been a big failure by yourself.
Charlie, talking about failure, I mean, you've some neck, you know, when you consider the cuts that your previous government introduced on farmers.
Michael,
across the
I want to go back to Michael Fitzmaurice if the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael spokespersons and the Minister can hold for a moment. And Michael Fitzmaurice, do you think it would make much difference as to whether a government was led by Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, just from the point of view of the farmers, and bearing as well in mind that the Green Party could well be in there with either of those two parties making a demand that live exports of cattle stop and indeed that the nitrates directive derogation be ended?
Well, first of all, I think if the Green Party think that live exports will be ended, you will see Dublin brought to a standstill by the farmers of this country. Second of all, Sean, in relation to prices, the Minister said how prices have gone up. Prices have gone up because the numbers of cattle in December have dropped. That's the reality of that. Thirdly, in the line of the task force, when you set up a task force, and we welcome the task force, this isn't about hitting as a minister. We welcome the task force. When you put a task force together, it's not four times a year it should be meeting. In my opinion, if you have a crisis, they need to meet every week. Second of all, it's not for a few hours going in smiling at each other, retailers and all these. You need to get down to the nuts and bolts of it. Thirdly, in the carbon tax, and I want to get back to this, the Minister has been disingenuous in this. 90% of all of the work, and let's be very clear on that, he might be on about diesel being supplied. That's in Northern Ireland, in case you didn't know.
But can it not happen here as well in this jurisdiction?
Hold on, 90% of all the work done on farms is being done by contractors, and they will hand on this. Thirdly, in the line of things that can be done, Sean, we need to make sure that an environmental scheme is brought in. The Minister has been a statue in this. He has not brought in, it's 2.5 years gone. It's $5,000, especially to the smaller farmer, that is required and is gone. There are a lot of incentives you can bring in the line of a grass-fed system to make sure that we promote our beef right around the world. And while we welcome extra opportunities at selling beef, unfortunately, and let's call a spade, every one of these 8 or 9 new markets that has opened, the farmer is still the price taker, the farmer is still taking a bad price, and that cannot continue in any...
Okay, but look, before I go back to the Minister, Michael Fitzmaurice, just to repeat the question he was asking when he was talking over you. Have you ever taken a fill of diesel for your machines as a contractor from a farmer
No.
you were working with?
No, because I'll tell you, when you go in, unless
Have
Minister
you a herd
Creed,
number, Michael? Have you a herd number?
Unless Minister Creed obviously doesn't understand.
Have you a
herd
number,
Michael? When you go in
Michael?
With a rig out of silage, generally you go to a farmer.
I work drawing silage,
Michael.
Let
me talk and I'll explain it to you the way you'll understand.
I work
you
drawing
silage,
Michael.
You go into a farmer that might have a 300-gallon tank, and if you're cutting silage, the 300 gallons would be gone in an hour. You'd want a night lorry behind you, so obviously he doesn't understand.
Minister?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if Michael has a herd number, but if Michael has a herd number...
I have Michael, and I'm a farmer. Probably.
Well, if you have, then you're entitled to your exemption from carbon tax, as you know full well, so don't be disingenuous. I mean, the point which you're making, you know, in terms of environmental schemes, we're involved in negotiations at the moment in terms of a new cap, and that's a critical piece of work where we will be using all the contacts that we have at a European level to secure the best possible deal for farmers. We are committed to live exports. We have doubled live exports, and a real question mark hangs over the continuation of that trade with a new government, you know, if Fianna Fáil were in government. And that is an issue that farmers will reflect seriously on, because we've clearly seen what they're...
Okay, let's go back to, on that point. It's important. Charlie McConnellogue
are saying on that point.
I won't accept the scaremongering from the minister. And I mean, you know, I understand,
you have
given
been causing
his,
up to the Greens, Charlie. You've been causing up to the Greens, and we all mark.
Minister, will you just let Charlie... I know it's kind of two against one, but would you just let Charlie McConnellogue have a word in?
I understand, given his track record and his government's track record
of
failure to address real issues in agriculture over the last number of years, why he'd look to go down that road rather than actually deal with reality. But we are absolutely committed to live exports. It's a key part of the of our beef sector, and indeed it ensures that it keeps the beef processing sector as honest as possible, because whenever live exports drop, we see prices drop and we see the processors take advantage of that. But I think looking to the next couple of years, the next cap is going to be very, very important, because as things stand at the moment, come next January, unless there is a change at European level, which needs to be driven by the next government to ensure that there isn't a cut in the budget, because as things stand at the moment, what's being proposed at European level is a 4% cut to all farmers' payments and a 15% cut to many of the Pillar 2 Rural Development Programme schemes that are out there. And that's essential, that is a key priority next time around. But also in terms of the environment, and farmers are and will make a real contribution in that regard. Chagas have laid out a 10-year platform and plan as to how agriculture can make its contribution. It's supported by farmer representative organisations. What's key as part of the next CAP is that alongside because of the climate change challenge, that there is funding allocated to ensure that those targets and that plan can be implemented.
Okay.
But also that the farmers are properly recompensed for the tremendous contribution that they do make, and that they can make an addition over the coming period to climate change objectives and indeed to and particularly to biodiversity.
We're going to wrap it at that. My thanks to the three of you. Michael Creed, Minister for Agriculture, Michael Fitzmaurice not getting the last word, perhaps for the first time, and Charlie McConnellogue, Fianna Fáil Agriculture spokesman. Thank you all.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.